Well?
Well, what? I got shot at. Again.
Can you not shoot back?
I have an old black revolver. It's no match for a powerful rifle.
You might get lucky.
The shooter is hidden high in the rocks. A full moon. And believe you me, I'm a sitting duck. See what I mean? Damnation!
Are you wounded?
Yes. No. Maybe.
Let me see. Just splinters and a wee bit of blood. One of my best hankies.
Wash it in the basin.
This is not good, James.
No. See the tide marks up to the roof of the cave. By the morning, we'll be drunk rats.
We've been in scrapes before.
But that's how you in a mess and me hauling out. This time, it's the both. It's all your fault, Jean Brash.
That's right. I get the blame. Put your arms round me.
What?
I'm freezing to death. I have a thin dress and insufficient underwear.
You can have my coat.
Just hold me. What's that knobbly bit?
An official button. This is a police coat.
So, here we are.
Uh-huh. That's for sure.
We have till morning.
That's what we have.
What are we going to do till then?
Because of his perspicacity and agile ability leading to efficacious and prompt action, Inspector James McCleavy has foiled an audacious attempt to seize a cargo of valuable diamonds on the Leith docks. A master criminal, one Thomas Prince, was killed. A local ruffian, called Moncrief, taken alive, and the priceless shipment saved. In recognition of his sterling efforts, the grateful city merchants have decided to award the inspector with this official citation and specially minted medal. Aha, Lieutenant Roach. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it. A curious sensation of happiness is creeping over me. Hopefully, it won't last. I am not constructed to bear the brunt of too much euphoria. Yet, I will enjoy it while the heart endures. Even Jean Brash, who normally regards me as she would a stray dog wandered into Cockett's leg upon her roses, has a ready smile and a warm pot waiting. A body whose keeper yet makes the finest coffee in Leith. And all this because in removing Prince, I took a weight off her guilty mind. But why does my own psyche seek the shadows? I have this recurring dream that I ends up with me floating dead in the sea with another body drifting beside me. Is it that death has a different award in mind?
Well, Olivia, what's the verdict?
The General Assembly not long ago, then Parliament. A tidy profit.
Two of the three estates. You can hardly go wrong.
Sin would seem to be a glorious prospect.
I am very pleased with your work, young lady. I hated the account.
Comes natural to me, Mistress Brash.
You've been a godsend. Though I wager when you answered that advert for the Just Land, you didn't realise it was a body hoose.
Business is business. How often would you wish me to come?
As often as you like. Now, what is the exact figure of profit?
See for yourself.
My goodness. Cause to celebrate. I should break open the champagne.
That's how profits disappear.
Ah! hour here, Mr. Lamb.
I see you. Douse the light.
Aye. Right, sir. Let me take hold. There. That's you wedged up.
Thank you, Mr. Barr.
Head servicer. Coleman Keith was a good friend of mine before he was taken.
Diamond robbery. Tragic all round. Help me unload, please.
Oh, one thing.
You may come across a body in the boat.
A body?
Our sailor friend from the ship. A disagreement over the sum to be paid for the merchandise he stole.
He agreed that price in the tavern.
He raised it high. I refused. He threatened to disclose me and then threw himself upon my knife.
That would be fatal.
I think you and I will get on just fine, Jethro Barr. Now,
take this. Gently. Gently. Gently does it.
Lest it teach us both the error of your ways.
Done. Read down, sir.
Now, this. Heavy, but you're big enough, and I am not as young as I used to be.
Gentle as a baby.
That's the way to think. So. Shoulders to the wheel, and then farewell to the cadaver. Off he goes. Requiescat in pace.
That's Latin.
Read it on a tombstone. Now, where is our cottage from here?
Not far, and I have the handcart close.
Then fetch it. We have much to do. Time waits for no man, Mr. Barr.
Because of his perspicacity and agile ability, leading to efficacious and prompt action...
We are never going to hear the end of this, Constable.
No, sir. A dismal expectation. My Aunt Katie would always
never
say...
Never mind your Aunt Katie. How are we going to live with McCleavy?
You have to admit, Lieutenant, he did quite well.
I am caught between an obscure feeling of pride and the wish to throw a rotten egg.
Back you either way, sir.
And so, I have great pleasure in presenting to you, James McCleavy, this fine medal with the grateful thanks of all concerned.
Thank you, gentlemen, for honouring me with this great honour.
I think he's honoured.
Modest to a fault.
I must also acknowledge my colleagues and subordinates at the station here who contributed in their own small way to this accomplishment. Like worker bees, they buzz to some effect.
Worker bees, eh?
Where's that rotten egg?
What do you think, sir?
Solid enough, but not gold.
Gilded. Imitation.
Glitters just the same.
What are you going to do? Put it in a glass case?
I shall display this at the relevant functions. Perhaps now and then at the station. To raise the tone. What was that?
The almighty applauding.
No, that sounds like trouble.
Big trouble. Buzz, buzz!
What a mess.
I think I found something.
So have I. Padlock from the back door. Scratch marks. Open, then replaced. What a job.
Might have caused the blast.
Hold on. Well?
See, here, in bits, but I'd say what's left of a bomb mechanism.
We have a bonded warehouse blown to buggery, valuable cargo up in smoke, and you surmise a bomb?
I do. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you something else. The owners of this warehouse...
I know. The self-same merchant who just gave me the ceremony. Surely the lieutenant's not that jealous. Wait now. Something under this beam. A wee iron box survived the blast.
Perhaps it was left deliberately.
Aye. Perhaps.
Aren't you going to open it?
It could be booby-trapped.
I'll hold your medal.
Oh, you men! Clear to the other side! Stay there till bidden otherwise.
Here, you can use this slat of wood to lift the lid from distance. I doubt it's locked.
Can you not do it?
You found it. Your box.
All right, if you're going to be so fussy. Give it over. Now, get you behind me.
For a change. You're not doing a very good job.
Be quiet!
No wonder you're hopeless at the fly fishing.
Quiet, I said. Nearly. Nearly. There.
Well, we're still extant.
See what's in Pandora's box, eh?
A spent bullet.
Of a particular size and shape, such as killed Thomas Prince.
Shot by his own son.
And a prince's signal.
We thought the boy had fled the city, but perhaps Louis Prince stayed on.
Or he has returned to wreak vengeance.
You sure you're enjoying this, Olivia?
Why not? Just like accounting, you put the figures together.
Farmers, once a year they descend on Edinburgh for the cattle market. It can get quite rambunctious.
I'm sure the girls will manage.
Oh, I know. More for the harvest. Gentlemen, are you come for the jig?
Not really, Mistress Brash.
Jean, I would like a private word.
I have no secrets from Olivia.
In that case, let us dance a quadrille.
That's four couples. We are only two.
Uh-huh. Is that right?
She's an accountant, McLeavy.
Like inside a cloak.
But what we have to arrange is that when the minute hand touches a certain hour, all hell breaks loose.
It did this day.
Indeed it did.
I couldn't do that. Fingers like a sausage.
To each his own, Jethro. You are a solid man of great value.
I can cook well enough.
Really? What form does this take?
Tatty pie. With summit meat. My mother taught me.
Tatty pie. I look forward to that. Voila.
That's not Latin.
No, French. I've travelled.
So it is my belief that anyone connected to the death of Thomas Prince had best take precautions.
Including yourself?
Especially myself. I brought him down.
But you were involved as well, Mistress Brash, were you not?
Maybe.
Maybe? Thomas Prince terrorised you because he blamed you for the death of his brother.
His brother was an evil swine.
Nonetheless, if Prince had pulled off the diamond raid, you would have been his next target. I prevented that.
Is that why you got the medal?
Never mind the damn medal!
2 months since the robbery. If this boy, Louis Prince, is running loose, how come he hasn't shot me down already?
That I do not know.
The merchants may have enemies of their own, and the box just a coincidence. You might be jumping to conclusions, McLean.
Jumping to conclusions?
You should pay heed, Jean. It could just be possible.
Possible?
I think it's more than that.
Maybe it is. You may be a bit fearful, Inspector, and it's clouded your judgment, perhaps.
Come along, Mulholland. We've wasted enough time here. I've warned you, Jean Brash.
I can look after myself.
Then do so. Come on, Constable.
Pleasure to meet your acquaintance, ma'am, despite circumstance.
That may change.
Let's hope so.
Mulholland!
My master calls. Good night to you.
That man is so bad-tempered.
For no reason at all. Well, back to the fray. Jean, the inspector may be right. You'd best take care.
I can look after myself.
There, complete. More nuisance value than anything else, but as instructed.
Where do we plant it?
I wait to hear. All things in good time.
Mr. Lamb, why are we doing all this?
I owe a debt, and debts must be paid. Now, this will be a real device.
Is it for the Edinburgh Castle?
Not quite. But it will take the roof off, nevertheless. My masterpiece. Mr. Barr, if you must sneeze, do not jerk your limbs in sympathy.
It's dusty in here.
Had you upset the table, it would have been very dusty indeed.
Lewis Prince. That bullet was a message. He's somewhere in the city, heart boiling for vengeance, or perhaps not. Maybe a cold dish. Revenge, planned for months, coolie, cold, mathematical calculation. I sense that may be correct. This is not haphazard. I will spread word amongst my contacts in the city, but I have only the vaguest description. Thin-built features, eye hidden beneath a cap. Not much prospect there. No doubt Jean Brash will also spread the word among her own people. Jean Brash! Why do I bother? Face like a horse, like a mule, like a donkey, showing off in front of that wee girl. Though, perhaps she is right. This dream I keep having of death has left a residue of fear, and I must walk the streets wondering if I am in the boys' rifle sights. Yet why would Lewis wait? Why not just pull the trigger, as he had to do when he shot his father? The man was sore wounded anyway, but had he recovered, would have spent his life in prison. Thomas Prince wasn't having that, so he signalled up death from distance, from his own son, who shot him from out of the darkness. That must have burned into the boy's soul. Now, I must wait for his next move. And that doesn't suit me one bit.
Blown up the police station! God bless and protect them!
Back wall. Even woke the night shift. Windows shattered to bits, but that's not the worst. The worst is here.
Dearie me.
That portrait of our dear queen has hung upon my wall these many years. See it now. Hurled to the ground, the glass cracked, Her Majesty's face twisted and torn.
A desecration, Lieutenant.
To crown and country.
But no dead bodies, either at the warehouse or here.
Only a matter of time, MacLeavy, before the fatalities mount. I need not tell you what your instructions are.
No, sir. Hammer down hard.
Mulholland! Any luck?
Not a thing. We've turned Leith backside foremost. No one knows of Lewis Prince.
Well, I might have found something. I had a wee thought.
While I was doing the hard work?
How it should be. That amount of dynamite, where would he get it?
Well, we've checked all the stores and the merchants.
But what about ships? There's a port in harbour, the Esmeralda, bound for South America with a cargo of explosives for the gold mines there.
So?
To find this out, I checked with the shipping office, then the harbour police. They also told that a body had been discovered far down the coast. Dead. Stabbed. In a rowing boat. The name on the side?
Was the Esmeralda.
If you put two and two together, Constable, what do you get?
Four.
No enough for a quadrille, but it might just be worth a step in the dance.
The harbour police were of the opinion that the man had taken the boat, rowed to shore to drink, then he fight, a stabbing, back to the boat, drops dead. There you are.
Right enough. That's what they would think.
But he was a crew member.
Not alongside. Now, you see, the cargo untouched, covered over.
And covered up. What about in the corner there?
Same as the rest.
Not quite. The floor is scuffed.
When the cargo was put in place?
I'm afraid not. More recent. Splinters raised.
How long would it take to unlash these?
The knots are tied.
The constable will help you.
My pleasure.
Charlie's my darling, my darling, my darling. The young chevalier.
There, you see? Crates all intact.
Let me just have a wee go. This top one's light as a feather.
That's not possible.
Try it yourself.
My God, it's empty. How could that be?
Magic.
Or theftuous activity.
According to his crewmates, the fellow drank in here.
Aye. A morose type.
No acquaintances?
Save the ones.
When?
3 or 4 nights ago. 2 men. Talked to him.
Either a young fella.
Not to my eyes.
You know them, Rat?
One not, one maybe. Nothing more lonely than a single coin. Jethro Bar.
Jethro Bar?
He used to run with Col Moncrief.
Till you put Col in the jail.
Any idea where I might find Jethro?
His brother has a flesher's shop in Salamander Street. Right next to the slaughterhouse.
So, hold your nose. Now.
Oh my, what a powerful odour.
My cheese cellar. I love it here. Now, try that. See if you can guess.
Brie. French brie.
Aye. Well, you're right. What about this, then?
Roquefort.
Right again? How come you know so much about French cheese?
Wait. Did you catch something?
No.
I thought I heard a footstep.
No, only us. Try this one.
Camembert.
I give up.
I did hear something. Wait.
Nothing there, Olivia. This'll do for supper in any case. Olivia? Are you all right?
Olivia? Olivia? Where are you?
What's he buying?
Meat. Good quality.
It should be if his brother's the butcher.
He has a big bag of spuds there.
Tatty pie. Could be.
Deal of provisions. Been to the market, no doubt.
Wait, here he comes.
I take it we don't apprehend.
We do not. We follow. Like children, the Pied Piper. I'm puffing for breath.
Doesn't bother me. Or Jethro Bar.
Now see. That wee cottage on the headland has to be his destination, eh?
That seems so.
It's damn hard to get that revolver out.
Too much in that inside pocket. Gets in the way.
Tales of Edgar Allan Poe in there. Thick way horror. Keeps me cheerful. Now, do you have your hornbeam stick?
Never without.
Then let us pay the piper.
You know, bees can navigate a wind like this. Is that not miraculous?
Is there no way the face can be repaired?
I am afraid not, sir. Her Majesty has been irredeemably lacerated. Is this from the blowing up of your station, Mr. Roach?
It is, and they will pay, mark my words. Wrap her up gently. I will bear her home like a warrior on his shield.
Won't it take long, Mr. Lamb? And fit for a king.
We may have a beer with it to celebrate.
Celebrate?
I have handed over the main device. My time here has ended.
Oh. I liked it fine.
I'm a travelling man, sir. Now, let's have this beer.
I am James McCleavy, Inspector of Police, and you will hold position.
I'll save you, sir.
Oh, you're my nose!
I'll smash you down, you big lang streak.
I have a revolver pointing at you, my manny. Do not turn till I give the word.
Hurry up,
Mulholland.
It's not that easy.
Jethro, do not resist. It will make things the worse for you.
Just got the restrainers on him.
You were lucky.
Turn round, sir, if you will. Well, well. Eddie Lamb, as I live and breathe.
You know me.
Seen your face often.
On the posters.
Is he famous then?
Eddie Lamb, a notorious safe breaker and a dab hand with dynamite.
Worked at one time with Thomas Prince.
Probably called in by Lewis.
That would make sense. James, we have to find this boy. The next time we may not be so lucky. The next time, lives may be lost.
I've done time before, Inspector.
You're not getting any younger.
Is anyone?
We can link the equipment in the cottage to the remnants of both bombs.
Link away.
A long sentence, Eddie.
A tavern in Cheapside, on the floor. A man had his knife at my throat. Glass crashed upon his head, he fell over. A face appeared, smiled, and told me that I owed him for a good bottle of wine.
Thomas Prince.
The debt is paid.
Lewis Prince, where is he now?
I don't know.
Jethro Barr boasted you'd made a big bomb.
Did he now?
As if his own handiwork.
Poor Jethro. A simple soul. I regret his being involved.
He'll go down hard. Like yourself.
Plus assault of a policeman.
A potato slipped from his hand.
Assault and battery. He'll go down hard.
But you could help him, Eddie. And yourself. Where is Lewis Prince?
Out of my hands.
On the loose with a lethal device.
Many lives could be lost.
Not so far.
Aye, the warehouse was empty and the bomb at the station a mere irritant. But how can you be sure this time?
Can you live with that on your conscience?
Lewis Prince. Where is the boy?
That which you seek, you never will find. You have the wrong end of the stick, my friend.
Oh. Oh, what a night. What's this? Mrs. McPherson! When did this envelope arrive?
Some hours ago, Mr. McLeavy. It has your name upon it. Hand deliver it.
I believe I make out the writing. And who else would know where I lodge? McLeavy, I think I have discovered the whereabouts of Lewis Prince. Meet me on the far north shore by the caves. Come alone. I'll be waiting. Jean Brash. Well, it's a scrawl, but it's your hand, Jean. What the hell are you up to this time? Mrs. McPherson! I must go out again. But there's one thing you may do for me. I took a carriage part ways to the North Shore, but a wild, dark night and desolate terrain deterred the coachman. He turned back. And I was on my own to thaw the elements. The wind cut like a knife. And as I tramped on, I reviewed the events of what had so far been a disconsolate night. Jethro Barr knew nothing more. Eddie Lamb did not crack, so Mulholland and I parted company outside the station. And I came home, bone-tired, to discover the missive from Jean. The full moon and the bleak rocks of the shore looked like so many ghostly sentinels as I carried on towards the distant caves. No sign of Jean. And I began to wonder if this was a futile journey. Then I saw a scrap of clothing snagged on a jagged rock outside one of the caves. Lavender blue, near luminous in the moonlight. Her favourite colour. I approached the mouth of the cave and hauled out my old revolver. I am a dead shot, so long as the range is within 2 yards. A strange noise, like a strangled turkey, came from within. And when I looked inside, there was Jean Brash, crammed against the wall, bound and gagged. Some things never change. What are you doing this time? Wait. Here.
That hurts.
Serves you right.
What are you doing here?
I don't know. One minute I was in the cellar at the Justland, then I woke up in the freezing cold.
You stink of chloroform.
It's just my collar. How did you arrive?
You sent me a note. Lean over.
I sent you nothing.
Looked like your hand. There.
Oh.
There.
Crap.
Can you stand up?
Just about.
Good. Let's get the hell out of here.
What's the hurry?
Somebody took a lot of trouble to get the both of us in this cave. Come on. Get back inside! A trap! And I walked right into it.
I didn't even have a choice.
You are a menace. Lewis Prince! Is that you up there?
It is indeed. How does it feel to be on the point of dying?
I know that voice.
Olivia! Is that you?
Two for the price of one.
No wonder Eddie Lamb was laughing the wrong end of the stick.
What?
Lewis Prince. Slight build, soft voice. I hid the face under a cap. Disguise would be your father's idea, then.
We moved in desperate circles. He worried that as I grew up, it might be somewhat provocative. And I enjoyed the duality.
How could you be so glickit?
Glickit? I advertised. She answered. She had letters of recommendation.
Forged! Like your note. No wonder she knew your hand. When she saw that advert, she must have thought God had answered her prayers.
I liked her.
We've taken Eddie Lamb!
A pity, but he paid his debt.
You'll be next.
Why are you doing all this?
My father's last request was that you and McCleavy should die together. And I am a dutiful daughter.
We'll last you out.
But not the ocean. Step outside. I'll put a bullet in the middle of your heart. Hide away. And in the morning, the sea will fill your lungs.
Damnation.
Well?
Well what? I got shot at again.
Can you not shoot back? We have till morning.
That's what we have.
What are we going to do till then?
Jean. Jean, we have a visitor.
What? Hey? Oh, my God. The sea, right enough?
Not long, we'll be up to our necks.
Our chance, maybe.
What?
We can swim out underwater.
I can't swim.
What kind of policeman are you? All right, I'll swim. You grip tight to me. Surely you remember how to do that.
I remember, but it's no use. I'll be too much for you. We'll have to surface eventually and she'll just pick us off. It just ekes out the agony.
I was having such a nice dream.
Yeah, no me. It's always the same one. I'm dead in the sea. Your body floats beside me. Yours, I expect.
My dream's better.
Give me my coat back.
Oh, well, that's nice. I'll just freeze to death.
I'm going to make a run for it. With luck, I'll distract her. You slip round the back of the rocks.
She'll shoot you dead.
It could be worse.
I won't let you go.
Get ready to run. Goodbye. Jean Brash.
You come back here, James McCleavy!
There you are now. So far, so good. She's asleep, no doubt. Never known a woman who could keep her eyes open or her mouth shut. So far, so good.
What a fool. A sitting duck. And I never miss.
What in God's name have you done?
Shot him. Straight through the heart. As promised.
Why have you executed this?
Have you ever felt real pain, Constable? Every breath. As if your lungs were full of broken glass. I killed my father. The only person I have ever loved. McCleavy was the cause.
Hand me the rifle, please.
You hold only a stick in your hand.
It is enough.
I beg to differ.
James. James, don't leave me.
Coming, Inspector! On my way!
How can you not swim? Oh, James. Look, Mulholland. A big hole in his coat.
Over the heart. She spoke true.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Your knee's digging into my stomach.
It's big enough. You're supposed to be dead.
Help me sit up. See the damage. Oh. I had to rely on the woman being of a word. The sharpshooter over the heart had this thick wee book inside pocket. Collected works of Edgar Allan Poe.
Thank God he wrote a lot.
The bullet went through that and then... stopped at this.
Your medal.
Bent and buckled. Led under guilt.
A faithful servant. My only hope, she would think me dead and go after Jean. I might catch her unawares.
So I was the bait.
Worm on a hook.
Thank you. I'll remember that, James McCleavy.
But Mulholland beat me to it. How fares Lewis Prince?
Well, not so well as you, sir. I hit up my stick to deflect the gun. It went off.
What a bloody business this is.
Down she fell, all the way to the rocks at the bottom. She hasn't moved.
I doubt she will, but we must.
What?
How did you get here?
Pony and trap. Tethered on the ridge.
Then let us get up there. Oh, pull our body to the shelter of the rocks, and we'll send the carry wagon later.
Where are we going in such a hurry?
Lewis Prince was delivered a bomb, big enough to blow the roof, according to Jethro Barr. And I can think of only one place where it might be left.
The house is empty. All the girls gone.
No desire to kill, save for you and me.
Well, that may yet happen. See, here, beneath the shelves. One large device.
Right below the camel bear. Damn cheek.
If it works on the hour hand, we may only have 5 minutes.
Can you not drop it in a bucket of water?
Oh, it was too well encased. And one of these wires will defuse it. Which one? Left or right?
What if we get it wrong?
The roof goes off.
Then we should find an expert.
And if it blows in 5 minutes, I haven't worked all my life to see the just land up in smithereens.
Jean, we could lose our lives.
I don't care. Well, Constable, what's the verdict?
I'm not rightly sure.
Left! The sinister.
Is that a guess?
I read a book on bombs with diagrams. The active wire was I to the left. As you look.
Right. I'll do it. You neither have to stay.
I'll see it through.
No turning back now.
The left, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
What?
What?
Here. Honeycomb. Oh. May as well die with something sweet in your mouth.
Amen to that.
Awfully nice. Go ahead, Jean. Fête for joie.
So this bomb was defused by Jean Brash in her underwear?
Not exactly, sir, but she'd had a rough passage and bits showed through.
Even by your standards, McCleavy, this has been a wild gallivant.
It surely has, sir.
One thing. You spent all night in that cave.
It was hard to get outside.
With Jean Brash? What did you do to pass the time?
She slept like a baby. And I polished my medal.
Well, it's busted now.
And turned away the bullet.
Gilt casing over heavy lead. The merchant classes. Cheapskates.
Saved your bacon. But you, what do you think of this?
Well, very handsome, sir.
My wife bought it me. She knew how dismal I felt about the desecration.
Her Majesty never looked better.
A sight for sore eyes.
I shall replace her. And all will be back to normal. I think this calls for a wee libation, gentlemen. Oh. Now, a toast. To the Queen and ourselves. Here's to us. Wise like us.
Damn few.
And they're ordered.
She told the girls there was a plague of rats in the cellar, cleared out the place and then locked it up.
Just you and I, she had our sights on.
I suppose Olivia was her given name.
Possible.
I liked her.
Affection is a tricky thing.
How did Mulholland know where you were anyway?
I instructed my landlady to send your supposed note to the station and added a postscript that if I had not returned, he was to follow on.
Are you covering your back, eh?
A practical necessity.
What are we going to do, James?
Same as before. I'll never change. Neither will you.
More coffee?
Yes, please.
You smell of whiskey.
Lieutenant Roach. Terrible man for the drink.
That's double of yours. Guy scratchy.
I shaved at the station.
That's not when I'm talking about. As you say, you'll never change. And neither will I.
Wasn't he fair? She'd had a bath. Me, just a splash. I could smell the cologne. French. The green eyes were lighter than I remembered. Must have been the evening sun. Jean Brash. Her past sins are a menace. Perhaps they will always lie between us. Oh, dearie me. What a caper. I am dog-weary and my mind works only in fragments. At least my dream did not come true. Perhaps in another world, in another universe, I may have drowned or Lewis Prince shot for the head instead of the heart. But I prefer to settle for my own attendant world with all its tribulation. Lieutenant Roach is happy now that Her Majesty looks once more down upon him in regal splendour. Mulholland has retreated to the sanctuary of his beehives, and I once more look out over my city. The lights glimmer like so many candles. I know that in the shadows they cast, the devil licks his lips. I will try to forget the agonized, drawn face of Lewis Prince as we dragged the body up the shingle and stuck it against the rocks. I will hope for a peaceful night's sleep. And as for what happened with Jean and me in the cave, that is between her and I, and possibly God. Most certainly, it is no one else's damned business. I am James McCleavy, Inspector of Police. I will never change. It's more than my life is worth.
In the final episode of McCleavy, Inspector McCleavy was played by Brian Cox. Jean Brash by Siobhan Redmond. Constable Mulholland, Michael Percival Maxwell. Lieutenant Roach, David Ashton. Hannah, Colette O'Neill. Lamb, Crawford Logan. Olivia, Kim Gerrard. Jethro Barr, Stuart Porter. And other parts were played by Kenny Blythe. McCleavy was written by David Ashton and directed by Bruce Young.